in the studio, Kristen Proctor. She is a birder, a UNM student in biology, and here to talk to us about birding with kids. Good morning, Kristen.
Good morning, Katie.
So happy you're with us this morning. First of all, obviously, we need a good definition of birding.
Well, I guess it's... I wasn't expecting to have to give a definition of it. It's pretty self-explanatory. It's another word for bird watching.
So birding, bird watching. So birding's sort of like the sport of bird watching.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And there are some people who take it to an extreme and like to like compete with each other about how many different species of birds they've seen.
Cool. I could see doing that. Could you see doing that? Anyway. Yeah.
It sounds fun.
Yeah, it does. And so talk to us about birding. You know, why is birding fun for kids?
Well, I think birding is really fun for kids and for everyone because you don't have to be competitive about it. It's something that you can do to just go outside, enjoy nature, and enjoy wildlife, and you don't even have to leave your backyard.
Nice. Nice. And what do you think... When we talk about birds, and we know birds are everywhere, right?
Yes.
They're all over the place.
Yes. I think that's one of the great things about birds and birding is that you can see them when you're in the city. You can, you know, as you're walking to class at UNM, you can see them at the duck pond. Mm-hmm. You can see them.
There's one right outside of KUNM here sitting in its little nest. I'll show you guys after if you want. It's just sitting right over the sidewalk. Like you could touch it if you wanted. But of course, that would be rude. But you, they truly are everywhere. But there's unique kinds of birds here in the city and here in Albuquerque and in New Mexico compared to other parts of the world.
Yeah, we're really lucky here in New Mexico because when birds fly south for the winter, a lot of them actually come here to New Mexico. We have the sandhill cranes, for example. They spend their winters here at Bosque del Apache.
And right at the Nature Center. We have a
few hang out all year. Rio Grande Nature Center, so you don't even have to leave Albuquerque to see them.
Neat. And tell us about birding. Like, what do you, when you're a person who's a bird watcher, is there sort of a routine? Is there stuff you have to have? I mean, what's the equipment? What do you do? How does your day begin?
So the important thing, if you want to see a lot of birds, is actually to go out really early in the morning. Birds are usually most active from sunrise till it gets warm. So you have to be a morning person if you want to see a lot of birds, unless you're looking for owls. And the cool thing about birding is you don't actually need a lot of fancy equipment. Some things that can help you out, though, are your binoculars, help you see up close, identify birds, your field guide. So I have my Sibley here with me. That's pretty much the standard for most people.
Sibley field guide. That is one huge book.
This has all the birds that you could see in North America.
Wow.
You can definitely get shorter guides that cover just certain regions.
And can I confess that I downloaded a bird watching app?
There are some cool ones.
It's on my phone, and it's from the Cornell Ornithology.
The Cornell Lab of Ornithology.
Ornithology. Thank you so much. And, you know, it helped me identify an eastern bluebird with a friend of mine when we were on a walk the other day that was down at the Nature Center. And we could tell by looking it up. And it was really cool. It asked me to, and first it wanted to know where I was. And then it asked me to enter all this information about the bird. Really simple things. You know, the size, the color, the dominant colors, the shape of the, and then at some point it returned like five different possibilities of what the birds were, along with all these pictures. So I was able to look and say, oh, wow, we just saw an eastern bluebird.
Yes. So while you don't really need any fancy equipment for birding, you can just go out with your binoculars and your notebook and your field guide. There are a lot of cool new technology things that you can do.
Neat. Neat. And Julia's laughing.
She's showing me Anna's hummingbird.
Oh. Anna it? Because
there's a hummingbird.
Has your name.
That's pretty cool.
But yeah, there are a lot of cool new birding apps, and one of the neat things about them is that scientists can use the information that you put in to those apps and in on the computer to find out where birds are migrating to, where they're migrating from, what time of year you'll be likely to see them.
That's really neat. And so that's sort of helping keep track of the populations, even
exactly.
Using these apps. That's so cool. Yeah, I noticed that the Cornell one wanted me to, it asked if I wanted to be part of the data collection. I said yes, because why not?
Yes. So there's a really cool trend in science. It's called citizen science. And that's where everyday folks can enter input about things that they've seen in the natural world. For example, with eBird, where and when you've seen certain bird species. And then they can take that information and use it in scientific research.
I love that. I think that's really cool. Now, you're a birder, so can you tell us maybe your most exciting bird spottings that you've ever seen or any?
Honestly, I don't. A lot of people have like really cool bird stories about like the most rare bird they've seen or the most exciting bird they've seen or something like that. But I think that one of the great joys of birding for me is just the everyday birds. Like the other day I was on campus and I was walking from one class to another and I saw a Cooper's hawk up in the tree here on campus. And to me that just brings a little element of the natural world and an element of wildlife just in your daily routine. And I thought that that's what I love so much about birding.
That's really neat. Birders are people in our community. And I'm really thrilled that you're talking to us about birding. And do you girls, Julia and Noah's in here too, and Anna, do you girls try to find birds when you're out looking around? Have
you
ever done it?
Like a family of Cooper hawks in our neighborhood, mm-hmm. and we see them. We live in a cul-de-sac, and the house next to us has a giant pine tree, and the Cooper hawk will, like, catch a bird right in front of us in the street and then go up into the tree, and it's really cool to watch.
Wow.
Wow.
That is cool.
That is neat. And hi, Miel just came in. We're talking about birding. Miel, good morning. Good morning. You can come join.
Good morning.
Good morning. I'm really enjoying watching all these different migratory birds come through, and I'm looking forward to the first day that I see hummingbirds. We did our joke this morning about a hummingbird, but hummingbirds migrate, right? They're not here in the winter.
No, hummingbirds are one that come here to New Mexico in the summer.
I love when I see the first hummingbirds because then I know that really the frost is over. And I guess that's a whole other set of questions is how do birds know where to go and the weather? But golly, Kristen Proctor, she's a UNM student in biology, and she is a birder. And talking birding with kids, what do you think? Are you guys going to go birding?
Definitely.
Maybe.
I really want to go
definitely.
Birding.
You know, I have to say one of the things I saw, thanks to birders, because birders are in our community and there are so many folks who do birding. When I go to the nature center, there's always cool people looking with their binoculars. They're seeing things that you could never see. And one day I was there and they did see an owl in the middle of the day right by the door of the nature center in this little hole in a tree. But you had to really, I mean, it took somebody who had that great eye because the thing so blended into the tree. I don't know how somebody spotted it, except they said they knew where to look. So it's pretty cool. And if you go to the Nature Center, which is at the west end of Candelaria Boulevard, just west of Rio Grande Boulevard, there are so many experts there wandering about who can let you know what you've seen. And it's pretty cool. Yeah.
Well, once I was on the balloon chase, I was chasing my dad's balloon. And we had some binoculars. And I was looking at his balloon. And I saw a giant, like, massive area of birds.
Like a huge flock of them?
Yeah, a huge flock of birds. And I don't know what they were called, but they were blue and a little bit white.
Pretty.
Those might have been sandhill cranes because they, even though they're kind of gray when you look at them, it might look blue from the air.
Neat. Wow. Cool.
And they hang out in massive flocks. So.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much, Kristen Proctor, for being with us on the Children's Hour and talking about birding.